42.
I have seen the Rexes and what appears to be a woman, though I cannot be sure because she shielded herself upon my arrival. I do not believe she knows I have spotted her and the Rexes because she has not made them invisible to my senses.
Queenie's words hit me as Thera and I were getting ready to settle down for the night after a couple of rounds of fevered, desperate lovemaking.
What would you like me to do?
Wait a few moments and then fly away, I replied, as I felt grim focus and determination start to flow through me. No doubt the Fairy Queen was up to something. I'll tell you when you leave.
Very well, Master. I will act as though I am searching the area until you order me otherwise, she replied, as I quickly looked out her eyes.
Sure enough, there didn't appear to be anything in the large clearing. Only, there definitely should have been something because it was very nest-like. Something was there, something big, and more than likely a couple of somethings. Once I was done, I turned to Thera and roused her from sleep.
Are you ready to go again, Garrett?
She said sleepily.
I am somewhat surprised you have more seed within you.
It's not that, I said urgently. We're about to have something happen. I quickly relayed what Queenie had seen.
What do you wish to do? Thera asked urgently. If we leave now, maybe we can outrun her attack.
Well, do we really want to do that? I asked the chieftainess. Like, this whole journey has been to find her, so if we flee...
I see what you say, Garrett, but how do we ensure that we actually find her?
Thera asked.
And this is different from what we thought we'd face. After all, there might be Rexes coming toward us right now.
Right. I rubbed the back of my neck. And honestly, there are probably oranges out there somewhere, ready to capitalize on the attack, like when we faced the Diplodocus.
You know what are good at finding hidden prey?
Thera's teeth gleamed in the fading light of the sun that filtered into the tent.
Troodon.
You know, I like the way you think, I said, as I relayed our plan to Queenie. When I asked her to wait a few moments before flying away as slowly as possible to buy us a bit more time. Once she was underway, I summoned a bunch of Troodons and set them loose. I ordered them to find anyone out there and report back, but not to engage unless they could make their kill silently without alerting anyone to their presence.
Once I have flown away, do you wish me to return to camp?
Queenie asked, as I took one last look through her eyes. Yes, return as quickly as possible because I'd wager there is going to be a hell of a fight, I told her. And if we're fighting Rexes, please focus on them.
Affirmative, Master,
Queenie replied, before breaking the connection so she could carry out her part of the plan. Ready your people, Thera, I said, as I got to my feet and pulled on my clothing, as well as my newly improved Hand of the Destroyer King. Then, I pulled the Sword of the Destroyer King from my inventory and tightened my grip on the hilt. Because we're about to get into a fight, and while we didn't pick it, we're damned sure going to finish it.
What are you going to do, Garrett?
Thera asked as she opened the tent flap and stepped outside before holding it for me.
How will you ensure Titania shows herself?
I am really hoping we have an answer for that, I said, as I pinged the cat girls back at the halls of research, and when Melanie answered, I asked her that same question.
Well, yes and no, Garrett,
Melanie replied sleepily.
See,
There isn't a way to make her actually stay there. However, everything we read...
Her voice got quieter.
Even in the other volumes we purchased the license for...
Her voice returned to normal.
There doesn't seem to be a reliable way to trap a fairy queen. At least, via magic. Sarah says she could do it given a few days of prep work, something they did to Zaxus, apparently. But I'm assuming you don't have time for that.
No. We have maybe a few minutes at best, I said, as I took note of Queenie's current location. She was still relatively close to where the clearing had been spotted, and while I wasn't sure if Titania would wait until she was out of earshot, hell, for all I knew, she didn't need to wait. I was hoping she would stay there a bit longer. So, what's the yes part, Mel?
The yes part is that once you issue the challenge, she cannot leave until it is over. So, if you get her to face you, she has to stay.
Melanie sighed loudly.
I recognize that's sort of a chicken and egg thing.
I'll be honest, I'm surprised you know what a chicken is, I smirked. And that's fine. It just means I'll have to get all up into Tanya's grill, and I wanted to do that anyway. I tightened my grip on the Destroyer King's sword. Thanks for everything.
Wish we could do more,
Melanie said, as I stepped out into dusk on Thera's world.
We'll keep looking. Sarah did spend a bit of time working on the AI system, so the searches should be better in the future. Who knows? We might get lucky.
I hope you do, I replied, and took a moment to check all the Trudon pings. Several of them have found prey, and more than a few had engaged silently. It seemed they had found the oranges by looking for places they seemed like they would be, like where the grass was crushed and shouldn't have been. Honestly, it didn't seem like they needed my help. So I just left them to their job. I almost felt a little bad for the oranges, out there as they were picked off one by one. The pack-hunting dinosaurs had been really good at the whole kill-everything job before they had a mental link with each other, but now... Now, it was scary. Still, that was one less worry. Instead... I turned my attention to the Quetzals and relayed the orders for them to take to the sky if Rexes showed up. Then, I reached out to all my scout ants and did a quick survey. And I was both annoyed and surprised I couldn't see any of the oranges out there. The magic Titania used to hide them must have been really powerful. I suppose that should have scared me. And on some level it did. But I knew that it didn't matter. All I had to do was issue my challenge, and everything would change. Then, I'd just have to trust in my training to take her on. Hopefully, that would be enough.
Preparations are complete, Thera said as she moved beside me. The non-combatants have been moved to the backs of the Quetzals, and we've more or less broken camp without being obvious. The rest are waiting in their sacks with weapons drawn.
She looked at me.
When do you think they'll come?
And that's when a pair of very pissed off Tyrannosaurus Rexes with bright red nameplates just fucking appeared in the center of the camp. The massive dinosaur kings whipped around as they got to their feet, all gnashing teeth and whipping tails. Attack! Thera cried, leaping into action with her club and smashing it into the leg of the smaller Rex before he could fully get to his feet. There was a spray of blood as she brought the weapon around for another attack. That was the last time I saw her. Because the camp burst into commotion. Gouts of flame erupted from all around us as the oranges we hadn't seen made their move, only to be met by the spears of the Blue Palm Clan. My spiders launched icy nets, binding down the fire callers so that the Trudons could do even more damage while also throwing nets to keep the Rexes from rising. It was working, barely. Me? Well, I took a gamble. I pulled in a massive, aura-infused breath and let out a cry at the top of my lungs. The Knight of the Court of the Cold and Dark wishes to take on the Queen of the Hot and Bright. The world exploded into fire and fury as Titania was literally pulled from invisibility and her nameplate was so violently red that it actually hurt to look at. Fire streamed around her in a whirlwind of flame as it ripped from her screaming throat and cascaded outward with a howl. Titania's body bucked from the force of it as she erupted like a bursting volcano, spewing fire and magic high into the air like a geyser. Then it was over, and she collapsed to her knees in front of me, chest heaving. She was shorter than I'd expected after meeting Mob, standing barely 4 feet tall, and was kind of cute in an angry, super bitch sort of way. Like Rhapsody, she had a smattering of freckles across her nose, but unlike the Forger of Worlds, Titania's green eyes seethed with malevolence. She stood then, her full lips twisted into a disgusted sneer as she began to bind her silver hair into an updo with one of the rubber bands around her wrist. And crazily enough, that's when I realized she was naked as the day was long. And under other circumstances, such a development would have made me drool. Her body reminded me of those kickboxer girls I'd trained with when I'd learned Muay Thai, all hard, lithe muscle. Only unlike them, her breasts were large, almost ridiculously so, given her size with nipples that jutted outward like cut glass. "Why are you naked?" I asked before I could stop myself.
"Clothes are the domain of winter. Summer is all about sweat and glistening bodies."
She cackled as her angry eyes met mine and the shadow of something huge and monstrous loomed behind them.
"Why? Does my form make you uncomfortable? Had I known, perhaps I'd have shown myself earlier."
"It doesn't make me uncomfortable," I said with a shrug. "Just surprised."
"Truthfully, I am surprised as well."
She looked around at the fight going on.
"You seem to have anticipated my attack, but it will not matter."
She waved a hand, and the icy webs binding the Rexes shattered into a million scintillating shards. Thankfully, only one was able to take advantage of that, as the other one couldn't seem to get to its feet, not with the horrible leg wounds Thera had given it.
"Even in this weakened state, and it is truly pathetically weak, I will crush you like one of your many ants,"
she sighed.
"Though this would be more fun if you were stronger."
She cackled.
"You're so weak, I can barely think in this form."
"Yeah, that's what I'm counting on," I said, as I rushed forward, bringing the sword of the Destroyer King around in an arc aimed at her pretty little neck.
"Then you have counted on too much,"
she said, casually reaching out and grabbing my blade out of the air. Thankfully, as the impact rang down my arm, a message appeared before me.
"The Sword of the Destroyer King has encountered a hostile element. Special ability, an eye for an eye, has been activated.
For the duration of this battle, the sword of the Destroyer King has gained the power of ice.
Frosty steam began to curl off the blade, but if Titania was concerned, it didn't show. Instead, she barely spared the weapon a glance. Then, her lips curled into a smile that made me think that my next attack, an instant leg kick to her knee, was moving in slow motion.
"You are not on my level,"
she said, her free hand whipping out so quickly that I barely had time to get my hands up before her open palms smacked into me with so much force I was flung bodily backward across the dirt.
"The hand of the Destroyer King has encountered a hostile enemy. Special ability, Feel the Truth, has been activated. You can now see the enemy for what he truly is. For the duration of this battle, strikes delivered to the opponent's weak point will deal more damage than normal. Special ability, Dual Hostility, has been activated. The effect of all Destroyer King items has been enhanced."
Well, that ability was new. And while I wanted to open up the skill and actually look at it, I didn't have time, because Titania was pointing a finger at me. And at the end of that finger was a growing ball of fire.
"You know what is sad, Garrett?"
she asked, lips quirked into that same cruel smile. "That you know my name even though I'm a human and you're the Queen of Summer?" I asked, as I gripped the hilt of my sword with both hands and focused on the one almost imperceptible glowing red spot just where her heart would be.
"That is distressing, yes, but mostly because I'm not even using 1% of my power."
She laughed.
"In fact, the amount of power that I am using is so low compared to what I normally have available that I might as well be classified as nothing, because you are nothing."
Then she launched her fireball at me, and I did the only thing I could. I relied on my items and my training. I stepped forward and slashed outward with my sword. And the moment the icy blade hit the fireball, it exploded outward in a shockwave that made everyone on the battlefield falter. "I can do this all day," I said, as I took a step toward her.
"I believe you,"
Titania said, seemingly impressed.
"But can they?"
She turned then and flung a fireball right at Thera. The chieftainess was busy going one-on-one with a fucking Tyrannosaurus the size of a city bus, and doing a good job of it because the creature had bloody marks all over its haunches, ankles, and face. And Thera wasn't dead. Only, that was about to change, because she was about to become crispy fried. "No!" I cried, and without thinking, I dropped to my knees in the earth and reached out to it. Then, I erected a wall in front of the fireball with auric construction. I just barely made it, but the resulting impact caused my wall to shatter into a zillion pieces of razor-sharp, flaming shrapnel that succeeded in doing exactly two things. First, it saved Thera, which was good. Second, it pissed off the Rex that was showered with debris. The massive apex predator turned toward me and roared. The sound vibrated into the pit of my stomach as it took off toward me, covering the scant distance between us in a matter of moments. I barely managed to throw myself to the side as its snapping jaws closed around where I'd been,
And as I came out of my roll onto my feet in a guard, a fireball smashed into me. The impact threw me backward onto the dirt, and as pain and shock took their turns rushing toward me, the Rex roared and whirled to face me. So I did the only thing I could do. I pushed everything down, let it all fade to the background, and remembered one thing. I was Garrett fucking Andrews, Earth's champion and Rhapsody's chosen, and I wasn't about to be beaten by a giant lizard. I pooled my aura into my fist as I pulled myself into a kneeling position an instant before I stood with all the force and weight my muscles could bring to bear and lashed out with an uppercut that connected just on the underside of the Rex's jaw. The impact was enough to move the Rex's head back, just enough to cause its two front teeth to snap closed an inch from my face, and it blew out an angry breath through its nostrils, and its mouth was forcibly closed.
The hand of the Destroyer King has encountered a hostile enemy. Special ability, Feel the Truth, has been activated. You can now see the enemy for what he truly is. For the duration of this battle, strikes delivered to the opponent's weak point will deal more damage than normal.
The T-Rex's beady eyes settled on me, and it roared at point-blank range, which was when I learned something they didn't really talk about in dinosaur books. The breath of a T-Rex stinks. After all, it wasn't like the big predator could brush its teeth, and the smell let me know that even if I didn't get killed after a bite, I'd probably develop one hell of an infection from the bits of rotten, bacteria-laden meat lodged in its massive, closely packed teeth. "You really need a dentist," I said, catching sight of Titania as she hurled another fireball at me. And this time, I stepped back and batted the fireball directly into the Rex. The blast of fire was enough to startle the creature enough that it stumbled back a few crashing steps. Unfortunately, Titania was already gearing up to throw another fireball, and the Rex was recovering. This wasn't going to end well.
"Time for a switch," Thera called an instant before I saw her leap from the shadows and smash her club into Titania's side. Though it didn't penetrate her bronze skin, the blow sent the Fairy Queen skidding across the dirt. Thera wasted no time capitalizing on the attack, sprinting after Titania and smashing her club into Titania repeatedly. Although it didn't seem like it was actually hurting the Fairy Queen, it was certainly keeping her busy, and that gave me one thing I desperately needed: time to deal with the Rex. I readied my sword as the Rex opened its jaws and charged forward a few steps to bite me in half, and I summoned forth my Sharktopus from the auric pocket. The massive marine creature appeared between us, and while its appearance seemed to confuse the Rex as it crashed into my summon, the Sharktopus shared no such qualms. It wrapped its tentacles around the Rex and used them to pull the creature toward its shark mouth. Blood flew as the Sharktopus's razor-sharp teeth tore into the Rex's hind leg. Unfortunately, I still had the same problem as before. The Sharktopus couldn't exactly survive outside of the water, and because of everything I'd done, I didn't have enough aura to sustain it artificially for long, and I was dangerously close to being unable to summon anything else anyway. The Sharktopus would be out here for another few seconds at best, but that was fine, because my punch had, of course, activated my Hands of the Destroyer King,
and the bright red spot I saw glowing on the underside of the Rex's throat was too big a target to pass up. I charged forward as the sharktopus's health ran out, and it returned to my auric pocket. And the sudden absence of the creature did exactly what I'd thought it would. It distracted the enraged Rex long enough for me to pump aura into my legs and leap into the air. Then I lashed out with my sword, with all the force my remaining aura could muster. "United States of Smash!" I cried, as I drove my sword into that glowing spot with one last titanic auric smash.